A reading from the book of Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer from Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days, set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Think of the commandments, hate not your neighbor, remember the Most High's covenant, and overlook faults. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of his debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master to report the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you have not had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is found in our Gospel passage we just heard proclaimed. Jesus answered Peter, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. Lucky number. I know that each and every one of us have a lucky number or two that we consider tremendous lucky if we use them. We might use it to buy, for instance, a lottery ticket. Or some other way you're trying to remember something and you try to remember by using the lucky number. But we also know, too, we have unlucky numbers, numbers that we avoid. I'm sure each and every one of us avoid the number 13. But there's also a number I found on I did not understand right away for the Chinese culture is the number 14. And I realized that when I was on vacation 5 years ago and I stayed overnight in New York City. And in the hotel I stayed, the floors went from 1 to 12, no 13, no 14, and number 15. And so I asked the person at the desk, how come you don't have a 14th floor? Because she said, we have a number of Chinese people who stay here, and we don't want to offend them, so we do not have a number 14 floor. The elevator was so slow, you could imagine there could have been 100 floors between 12 and 15. It operated so slowly. Lucky numbers and unlucky numbers. And perhaps St. Peter thought today when Jesus said how many times to forgive, he perhaps thought the lucky number is 7. But Jesus said, no, it is not. It is 77. And not that because it's lucky, it is perfect. And if you seek perfection, you will forgive 77 times. Our gospel passage for today follows right away from the passage we had last Sunday, in which Jesus emphasized 3 different things. First of all, we heard a fraternal correction. If all possible, encourage your brother and sister to have a change of heart from sin, so that they turn away from that sin and not go back to it. We also heard Jesus say that if you forgive on earth, it shall be forgiven in heaven. But if you hold bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Jesus indicating that the sacrament of penance is a way to seek forgiveness of sin, and sin a person is freed from it. And lastly, Jesus emphasized prayer. If there's anything we can do for the sinner, is to pray for him or her. So this passage follows right after it. I'd like to say what Jesus says we're reading from last Sunday, is that we are to use our heart. But this Sunday, I'd like to say it is what should be found in your heart. And Jesus uses a parable. And we're going to have a series of parables from now until the end of the church year at the end of November. Jesus, using this parable, used this, that there was a king, and he wanted to settle his accounts and have people pay him back. He went to one of his servants who owed him quite a bit. And at that time, if someone owed you money, they had the right to make sure they got the money back. They could claim you as property, they could sell you, they could put you into prison, they could make you work. So the king had every right in the world to sell off the servant, his wife, his children, and property. But the servant begged him to be merciful. He said, I'll pay you back, but it will take time. Not only did the king forgive and give him time, he also forgave him the debt. But you would think in return that that servant, when he met a fellow servant who owed him a mere small fraction, and he would not forgive his debt, that is when the king became angry. He said, I showed forgiveness and mercy to you. Why did you not show it in return, who owed you much less than what you owed me? The heart of this passage is this, is to learn how to forgive and what should be found in one's heart. And that is mercy. The mercy, the kindness, and the love of God. I'd like us to go back to the beginning of our church year to emphasize 2 things. The last Sunday in January, we start hearing the Sermon on the Mount, and we had it for several Sundays. In that passage, we heard Jesus beginning the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. As some scripture scholars believe, Jesus gave the Beatitudes to counteract the 7 deadly sins, one of which we heard in our first reading, where the Sirach, the author, said, do not hold anger in your heart. Do not cling on to it. So we are reminded to let go of the anger or any of the deadly sins that we might be committing, plus any of the other sins, to let it go. To let it go from the heart so God's mercy and love can dwell. And the second thing is on the Sunday right before we began our Lenten season. As we continued with the Sermon on the Mount, the last sentence we heard that Sunday was this: be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. In Scripture, there are perfect numbers: 3, 7, 40. We would think today the perfect number would be 7, that we can forgive 7 times is enough. Jesus says no 77 times is perfect. And it will lead us to the glory of God if God's love, His mercy, is dwelling within our hearts, and that is what we practice. Then we are seeking to be perfected.